Now, Christchurch ratepayers are in for a headache over more cruise ship passengers piling into the city. ECAN, Environment Canterbury's done the numbers. Passengers are set to increase by 30% next season. Transporting them from Lyttelton to the city will cost ECAN an extra $500,000 at a minimum. Peter Scott is Environment Canterbury's chair and he's with us now. Hey, Peter.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Are you okay with that cost?
Yeah, no, not really. I think it's an impost on our ratepayers, and the true cost could end up being $1 million, Heather, because if Waka Kotahi does not support that increase that we're getting, then we'll have to pay the whole lot, the million.
What? So you want Waka K to pay for it? Do you?
No, no. We have a subsidy where they pay half of the PT fares now.
Yeah.
PT costs now, but this is an exception. Putting on these extra services. Just for this period of time, and the true cost is probably $1 million.
Okay.
So if they paid their $500, it would cost us $500, but if they didn't, it'd be $1 million.
You've written to certain ministries in the hope that they can help you out. How?
Well, we're putting our cards on the table, Heather, in terms of what the cost is to our ratepayers, and you know that really is my responsibility in terms of my job. I mean, I'm just really doing what my councillors are pushing me into doing. And trying to get some clarity. We've said that, look, this is what the cost is, and we just want the Ministers of Transport, Tourism and Economic Development to understand that. Plus, we've gone to a wider range of people, so our local MPs, and also those people that are involved in the business, like Lyttelton Port Company, Christchurch NZ, the Cruise Ship Association, Local Business Association, and so on.
Which Minister of Transport did you write to?
The one that's not there anymore.
Well, this is a perfect example of why this kind of stuff just stuffs up how the country works, right? Because you've written to a guy who's now in trouble and is not going to write back to you for a while, right?
I think that's an issue for us. I mean, we've got another issue on the table also with ministers, and they do change a bit.
Yeah.
And so it's really hard to get some clarity sometimes about what's going on.
Unreal. Hey, Peter, thanks for that, man. Best of luck with it.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
It's true. Hell hath no fury like a toddler whose sandwich was cut into squares when they wanted triangles. If you're looking for some rounded parenting advice, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover.
We have a guest, and today's guest is Dude Dad.
Gentle parenting. Instead of yelling at your kids, you try to reason with them, explain to them what you mean, and then when that doesn't work, you yell at them.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.